Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, and welcome to MGN Podcast. I am your host, Miss Tossie, and today I'm so excited. We have amazing author, speaker, makeup artist, Brittany Willis. She's going to join us on our show to talk about her new book, Praying, Praising, and Potty Training, Life of a Single Mama. And I'm so excited because, you know, Brittany has been with us at our Dare to Aspire conference for, I think, the last three conferences. And, you know, she has an amazing story that I know you would really, really love to hear. So make sure you stick around. Now, today is Tuesday, November 7th, and a lot of people are excited because today they get to vote. And I know all the people in Atlanta are heading out to vote. And we're supposed to put something on the Dare to Aspire page, but basically council member Keisha Bottoms, who's working hard to be the 60th mayor of Atlanta. I mean, it's looking good. I want to remind everyone the polls are open today from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you're in Atlanta, head out there and vote. Okay, vote. All right, so I always have to give everybody their fabulous MGN introduction. And for those of you who might not have heard about MGN Podcast, our podcast has been on for the last several years. We are the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. We interview authors, celebrities, everyday moms and dads who are doing great things. And so that's why I'm so excited to have Brittany Willis. So without further ado, let me give her her introduction, okay? So she's a super mom in her own right. Brittany Willis didn't allow her status as single mother to define her. She had her trials and tribulations, but she also had triumphs. Realizing that life doesn't give you a pass because you're a single mother, she persevered. She had two sets of eyes, her two sons, watching her, so she could not give up. She is an Atlanta native, mother of two young sons, makeup artist and business owner, and she knew that writing was her therapy through difficult times. Okay, so she is the humble owner of Heavenly Faces by Honeybee LLC, and she completed her first book as a testimony and devotional for single moms to encourage them on their motherhood journey. Miss Willis' ultimate goal is to continue sharing God's love, gospel, and her gifts with the world. Okay, she is currently working on the 30-day devotional and sequel to Praying, Praising, and Potty Training, Life of a Single Mama, expected to be published late 2018. She currently resides in the suburbs of Atlanta. Without further ado, and let me make sure I connect. Let me click on this. Okay. Brittany, I was like pressing. Brittany, is that you?
Good morning.
Welcome to the. Good morning.
How are you?
I am excited. Today is election day. I know everybody in Atlanta is going to go out and vote.
Yay.
Yes. So I'm so excited to have you to the show. So why don't we start with your new book? Congratulations. Where's my applause?
Thank you.
Congratulations. So start with what made you write the book? Tell us about your journey, Brittany.
Well, I love writing. I've been writing since I was a kid. I always love writing. Whether it was poems or just writing in my diaries, I just love to write. So when I became a mom, I journaled through my pregnancies and even after their birth, just kind of keeping up with their milestones and things of that nature. And it wasn't until I gave birth to my second son that I realized that I've gone through a lot as a single mom that I can really share my story to uplift and encourage other moms. And I also love to encourage people too. So not only do I love to write, but I love to uplift and encourage others. So it's like they both kind of went hand in hand. And that's what kind of gave me the love and the desire and the passion to even start writing.
Wow. And so your book, how did you come up with the title, Praying, Praising, and Potty Train? I love that title, by the way. How did you come up with your title?
Funny, because it started with just praying and potty training. And and I was just like, you know, I don't know. Like, me and my friend were talking. This was about 3 years ago. This was 2014. An old friend of mine, we were talking, and I guess that I had just given birth to my youngest baby. And we were talking about just mommyhood, and I had kind of started my mommy group, Mighty Moms for Christ, at the time. And I was trying to get a few things together. And she was just like, yeah, this is our life, praying and potty training. And at the time, I had begun my ministry classes at my church. And I began, doing intercessory prayer at the beginning of service and stuff like that. So, like, the praying portion was already there because I love to pray now. Like, I love to pray. I'm a habitual prayer. Like, it's crazy. And then the potty training part because, like, I have two young boys, and it is not easy to potty train boys, especially when you're teaching them to, you know, use the restroom standing up. Like, I taught both of them. So it was, like, one of those things that kind of stuck. But it wasn't until, like, late 2015 that the praising aspect was kind of added to the title of the book. And God just gave it to me because I was also a praise and worship leader at the church as well. So it was just amazing how God was really using the things of, you know, the things that I normally do in life, you know, just the worship and praising God and just the prayer and, you know, just being a mother. It's all the purpose that God was just, you know, unveiling with this whole book.
And I love the way the book looks and feels. You know, praying, praising, and potty training. If they go to your Instagram, Honey IBMUA, makeup artist, they can see the book. But let's take a step back. Talk about how did you even get here? You know, talk about how, you know, you became what was that journey like in becoming a single mom? Like, how did you get there?
Wow. Well, it started with my first son, of course. 2008 was a really rough year because I was pregnant with him. And me and his father, we were together for a short time, and we broke up. And I tried to work it out throughout the pregnancy, and it was just not right. I was a freshman in college, and I was young, you know, just not really. I can't say I knew what I wanted because I was young. I didn't know. I was a freshman in college, and meeting this guy, and we're having these difficulties in our relationship, so to speak, and then. You know, then I found out that I'm pregnant, and then we tried to work it out, but then the relationship got really bad, physically, verbally. The abuse was like, it was horrible. And being a young woman at the time, I'm thinking like, okay, well, you know, maybe we can make this work and this and that. And I realized that, you know, once I was like 5 months pregnant, and he put his hands on me while I was carrying our son. That was it. I couldn't take it anymore.
That's right.
I tried to, like, even after, you know, that happened, I tried to go back, but then he continued to cheat. He was continuously just really just verbally abusive. And I had to just call it quits altogether. And I knew that after that, that was something that I never wanted to face ever again in my life. And then I'll say like maybe 3.5 years later. Well, no, I'll say like a year later after Brian was born, which is my oldest son, I met Zachariah's father, and we became the best of friends. We had been best friends for about 3.5 years before we even decided to be in a relationship. We got in a relationship, and it was amazing. You know, you think, okay, I'm in this relationship with my best friend, that this is just going to be like the most amazing thing, like this is just going to work out and everything is going to be perfect. And in the beginning it was, there was everything that I really wanted in a guy, like he embodied. And he prayed for me. We read the Bible together. Like, you know, he proposed to me. And these were things that I was just like excited about. I was 23. So at this point I'm like, okay, I kind of know what I want, but I'm still kind of like, I'm kind of scared. So then right after he proposed to me, we got pregnant maybe like, I got pregnant about 2 months after that. And then he started kind of like getting scared. I don't know if you can get cold feet before the wedding, but I would say he got cold feet and he kind of backed off. And him backing off later led to us breaking up, you know, like completely. And we tried after our son was born, but he was already in a place where he didn't really want that family life like he thought. And it left me as a single mom with not only one kid now, but two babies.
But two, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so and through all this, it's like you're praying, you're praying, and
yes,
you're potty training, right? But
yes,
what message, like if somebody is tuning in, they're hearing your story, and a lot of, there's so many single moms out there, what message,
yes,
do you think your book gives to single moms? Like what message?
It gives them hope. Give them hope in a situation that may seem impossible to do on your own, or it may seem like the odds are against you and the world has stereotyped you to be this nothing and your children are going to be failures and things. But this book really gives them hope, because not only is it my testimony, but it's advice and encouragement that I've gained and wisdom that I've gained over these 9 years of being a mother, and just even what God has given me through our relationship, and you know, things that He's given me to encourage others.
Wow, that is powerful. Definitely hope. Definitely. Now you self-published. So talk about, a lot of people want to know, wow, how is that process of self-publishing? And are you happy with the book and the outcome through self-publishing?
Wow, self-publishing. First of all, this is my first time ever doing anything to this magnitude. So it was kind of different. It was like, oh, my gosh, like this is overwhelming. But it was like the coolest process ever, because my mom, she's also an author, and she's written 3 wonderful books. And just to see her go through her process, it was easy. Easier, I'll say, because I was able to get advice from her and kind of maneuver through self-publishing because of what she had already gone through, not seeing it, and she, you know, her advice. So edited my book as well. She's an editor as well, so she's awesome. But yeah, it was really interesting because I also had to format my book. So after she had edited it and I uploaded it to the publishing site, I had to format it. And I was just like, I don't know anything about formatting a book. And I literally, I kid you not, I prayed. And I was just like, Father, I don't know what to do, so you want to give me wisdom. And I literally sat at my computer for about 3 days figuring it out. Like, I figured it out. And that, I'm pleased with the format of the book. Like, I love the formatting of the book. And the cover.
I love it. I love the way it looks.
Yes,
yeah, the
like
colors
the
and everything.
So
yes, I love it. How can people get the book? Like, where are you selling the book? How are you selling the book?
So right now I'm doing online order, that 365 Blessed Life. That's 365 Blessed, BLESSEDLIFE.com, 365 Blessed Life. And you can order your book there and also other merchandise as well. I also have a T-shirt. It's a mom thing. I pray the body train. Yeah, that actually goes with the book. So it's not just for single moms, though, the shirt. So it's for all moms. So it's a mom thing.
Yeah, and it's a mom thing. Hashtag it's a mom thing. Because, you know, a lot of moms, whether you're married, single, a lot of moms are divorced, widows, you know, they can relate to how it is, you know, taking care of a child, praying to God, praising. And, you know, we all go, whether the title, married, single, mom is a mom is a mom. You know, it's a mom thing, like you said. It's a mom thing. We are chatting live. Time always flies. But we are chatting live with Brittany Willis. She's the proud author of her book, Praying, Praising, Potty Training. Now, Brittany, before I jump into my next question, I do have to pay a bill, and I want everybody to check out unwindinghaven.com, unwindinghaven.com. They have an amazing crowdfunding campaign for adult coloring books, and it's really, really neat. They have their Kickstarter campaign. It's live. You know, coloring research has shows that adult coloring has tangible results, helps reduce stress and anxiety, and it occupies the same part of the brain that stops any anxiety-related thoughts. So, you know, we're all in this stress with so much going on in the world. So everyone check out Unwinding, UNWINDINGHAVEN.com, and check it out. All right, so Brittany, tell me, because you're also a makeup artist.
Yes.
Talk about that. Like, talk about that, because that's how we met at Dare to Aspire with your makeup remover.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And I love it. It's natural and it's great. So talk about that briefly, just your makeup remover.
So being a makeup artist, I have a service to offer. I wanted a product to offer my clients and a natural alternative to what they would normally use to remove their makeup. So I'm not throwing any shade to anybody else, like MAC or anybody, or like any of the other brands that sell a makeup remover, but those can potentially cause problems with our skin and in our body. So I decided to create an alternative to those products, and it's a natural makeup remover. So it's made with cold-pressed oils like olive oil, not olive oil, my bad, jojoba oil, grapeseed oil, vitamin E oil, and coconut oil, just to name a few. But it's also made with organic witch hazel. So not only does it tone your skin, it removes the makeup, and those oils are really moisturizing to your skin. And it's also made with beauty water, and it's also a toner as well. So it helps to get the skin all clear and beautiful. So not just removing the makeup, but it also has great healing properties as well.
Wow, amazing. And that's your makeup line. Now, as a makeup artist, like, were you happy to see Rihanna and her Fenty and all the shades, you know, the dark, the light? What were your thoughts about that, you know, her makeup line?
Yes. Oh, my God, Fenty. I'm so excited to even try it. Like, I am going to get some. Like, definitely, for my next photo shoot, which is coming up, like, in a few weeks. So I wanted to try it out for my next photo shoot, but I'm super-duper excited for Riri. Like, she is amazing, amazing, and I can't wait to try the makeup. Like, I'm a lover of makeup, so I'm a makeup junkie. I try everything. I have so much makeup. It's ridiculous.
I try everything. Yeah, and when you do try your makeup, don't forget to use Heavenly Faces makeup remover, okay?
Yes.
Use it. It's really good. And, you know, it's by Brittany, and I love it. Now, Brittany, first of all, you're a mom of two boys. you have your business, your offer, you speak.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance it all? And you're young. You're very young. You know? How do you balance it all?
God, really, like, in all actualities, it's all God. Because I don't know how I juggle it all. It's a lot. Because I was just on set yesterday doing makeup. And I don't know if I've told you, I think you do know, I homeschool my oldest son. So what's amazing about my life as a makeup artist and just doing my craft, I get to take my son with me. I've been blessed to be able to take him on set with me. So when I go and I'm able to work while he's doing his work or he's helping out on set, because most times they'll allow him to, you know, kind of assist on set. And I think it's, like, really, really awesome that he's even exposed to stuff like that. But just, it's all a balancing act, and it's with the strength of God, like, honestly. It really is.
Wow. Now why do you homeschool?
A lot of late
nights. Shout out to all our homeschooling moms.
Yes,
out to all our homeschooling moms. But why do you homeschool? Like, what made you decide to homeschool?
Why do I homeschool? Well, I've always wanted to homeschool, like, since Brian was, like, a little baby. So when I first had him, I was just like, I don't want him to go to school. I want to teach him and things like that. And at that time, I had not one clue about what homeschooling really entailed, but it was a good idea at the time. Like, I wanted to do it. But I decided after he had been having issues in school. So it was behavioral and just academic issues. And then his teachers were not, what I felt, they were not able to meet his needs and understand his learning, the way he learned. We all learn different. And I was able to see, okay, my son is a visual learner. That's something that, you know, they have to be able to address in a school setting, which they're not able to a lot of the times address each child's different learning style. And he was falling through the cracks, and I just couldn't allow my brown son, and you know how it is this day and age, I didn't want my brown son lost in the system and left for dead, basically, because the system is failing our children, right? The system is failing our boys completely. They want to drug them up because they're so active, but they don't want to assist them in helping them understand how they learn and really cater to their learning styles. So my son is a visual learner. He loves to, like, dance and, like, sing, and that's how he learns. And I think it's amazing.
I think it's amazing, too. Applause for Brittany, because I tell you, I love kids, and everybody knows I'm a child care advocate. I do a lot with kids,
mm-hmm.
but I just couldn't homeschool it. I'm like, oh my God. So I always applaud those that homeschool, you know, because it takes a lot of discipline and patience to homeschool. So good for you,
mm-hmm.
Brittany. Good for you. Now,
we're
chatting with, we have only like 6 minutes left, so I got to get some more questions in, Brittany.
Okay.
Your book, Praying, Praising, and Potty Training. What was your biggest challenge in writing the book? What was your biggest challenge?
Wow. Last year, I lost my home last October.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, right before that, September, I'll just go back, April of 2016, I was hospitalized for a bleeding condition that led to cardiac arrest a few weeks after that. I recovered, and I thank God that I'm completely healed now. But then about June-ish, I lost my job that I was working from home doing, and my son's father stopped helping me. And all the while, I'm working on my book, like I'm writing, I'm doing my book. And then later, about September, my son was hospitalized for breathing complications. He was hospitalized for about three days. And that next month, October, I lost my home because, like I said, I lost the contract with my at-home job. It kind of dissipated. So, yeah, it was difficult to write this book under the circumstances that I was in at the time. And I actually spoke to you last year around this time when you were getting ready for the Dare to Expire conference this year. And you were encouraging me, and you were speaking to me and speaking life into me at the time. And at the time, I was homeless. I was homeless, sleeping on the floor of my mom's home. Like, I just, my mom had just me and my boys come to live with her. And all the while, I'm still writing my book. I was taking my laptop and taking my notebook to the library every day while I was taking my, you know, me and my son were there sitting there together. He was doing his classwork and his schoolwork, and I'm writing this book. I'm typing the book. And even I started I started an overnight job earlier this year and continued to write while I was working. And I love my job. Even like my managers and things at the time, they allowed me to work on my book. I was in a place where I was able to, of course, not neglecting my task at work, but I was able to finish typing my book, and they let me do it. And it was like such a beautiful setup that I thank God for just on the daily. Like, the circumstances were not the best, but I was able to like push past those obstacles. Like, it was so much, and I wanted to give up a few times, but I was thinking like, I can't do it. Like, I've invested too much time. I've invested too much of my love just for writing, and just knowing that somebody needs this. Like, I wouldn't be going through all of this that I'm going through if somebody didn't need this. And that was my most difficult thing, getting through those obstacles.
Wow, so powerful. And you know, I applaud you, Brittany, for not giving up, because your story, like you said, somebody needs it. I love on your Instagram, which her handle is Honey, HUNNIBMUA, right? It's Psalms 1:3. And, you know, I looked it up and I was like, wow, that is a powerful, you know, y'all go look it up. But tell us what that's, why you put that on your Instagram profile, what that Psalms 1:3 means to you. You know, the person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whether they do prosper. I love it. I love it.
It's like, I'm like the tree. And God is, even though I've been through some troubling times, like, he's still allowed me to have all that I need. I've never gone lacking. He's always caused me to have what I needed, even in the midst of homelessness, even in the midst of all that I was going through, even in the midst of the health challenges. Like, he was still causing my health to even prosper at that time, causing my finances to prosper enough so that even though I didn't have what I wanted, I had what I needed. And I just know that all that I've sowed, that I'm going to reap. Everything that I've sown, I'm going to reap, and he causes me to prosper. And I'm going to bear fruit. I'm going to bear fruit.
Amen. Amen. Wow, Brittany. Now, do you have love in your life now? Are you dating?
I am currently in a place where I'm just waiting for God to just do what he does. I'm talking to a guy, but it's just, it's new. And I'm just allowing God to do what he does best. Yeah.
Amen. Take your time. Take your time.
Yes,
wow. Brittany, this, you know, we're out of time, but I did want to say thank you again for coming to the podcast. It's always great to chat with you, Brittany.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And her book is Praying, Praising, and Potty Training, Brittany Willis. Please go get it. You know, get the book. Support her. Her story is amazing. And thank you so much, Brittany, and we wish you all the best with your books and your motherhood journey. And thank you for sharing your time with us today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps up another podcast. Thank you for listening to MGM Podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.